At last, they had arrived in the Arctic. Their family there was so happy to see them.
Hey, is that you, Slick?
His cousin Seymour cried. Slick's eyes lit up. Seymour was just his age, and they hadn't seen each other in forever. It wasn't long before Slick, Slippery, and Seymour were playing together on the ice slides that the Arctic seals enjoyed, flip-flopping from iceberg to iceberg and gobbling down specialty Arctic seafood.
This is very strange,
said Molly.
Why would Santa Claus bring me all these kitten gifts and no kitten? I don't get it.
Well, Santa Claus does do some strange things when he brings the gifts, said Mom. But I don't actually think he could put a live kitten under the Christmas tree.
However, we weren't just allowed to barge into the living room and tear into the gifts like madmen. We had to still follow tradition. We were given our stockings to open first.
As soon as they saw him coming, they all started chattering and screaming and running to the tops of the trees for safety. They were afraid of the lion.
Lenny's stomach started to grumble.
It was empty, and he didn't know when he might eat again. So, he decided to go find his own food. Lenny walked into the high grass, sniffing for something to eat. Suddenly, he heard quick movement and chased after the sounds.
Lenny stopped at the edge of the river. He bent over and lapped up some water. It was cool and yummy to the taste.
I'm looking for Peanut. I can't find her anywhere.
I see, said Stretch. That is strange, because I actually haven't seen her either.
Peanut woke up, and she saw Felix and Stretch talking. She overheard their conversation.
Do you think she's pulling one of her tricks on us? Asked Felix.
Maybe, said Stretch. She sure does like to pull tricks on us.
Peanut went to where Harry was standing in a cool pool of water.
Harry,
said Peanut.
Come on, we're playing tag.
Well, I thought you were going to come and get me earlier,
said Harry.
Yes,
said Peanut, honestly.
I was supposed to come get you earlier, but I forgot, and I am sorry.
As soon as he was sure that everyone else at the North Pole had gone to sleep, he crept out of his elf bunk and tiptoed into Santa's office. From there, he was able to update the computer system from December 22nd to December 23rd. Then he went around the living quarters, the workshop, and the reindeer stables, tearing the December 22 page off every calendar in sight. As he pulled the wrapping paper off of it, he had no idea that a very special visitor was watching him through the living room window. Devin was even more astonished when he saw what was inside the box. A small note on red paper that said, "Look outside.